Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Okay, we got Deacon Lowe and Mother May and myself, Angela. We're just waiting on others. Auntie Dot, we'll give them a minute or two before we play the Chronicles.
Okay.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good,
good
evening.
Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back.
Good evening. Is that Sister Tawana?
Good evening. I almost missed it. Good evening.
All right. We're going to go ahead and get started because the whole purpose of listening to the prayer, we've got someone else coming in. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The whole purpose of listening to First Chronicles or the prayer, I mean the verses, is to allow additional people to join in case our clocks are off by a few minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and get started. Let me see, there's a little background noise. Let me try to see if I can stop it. Okay. I'm just going to do a summary, and then Auntie Dot is going to play First Chronicle 15 for us. First Chronicle 15 talks about where we read about David properly bringing the Ark of Elohim back to the city of David. And after King David made houses in his city, he prepared to bring back the Ark of the Covenant. He declared to everyone that only the Levites should carry the Ark of God because his majesty, the Lord Yah, had chosen them to carry it and minister before him forever. The king gathered all the people to Jerusalem. He assembled the sons of Aaron and the Levites in proper order. He called for the chief of the fathers of the Levites to conduct the job properly. He reminded them all the Lord made a breach upon them because they done this at first, not after due order. We must seek the Lord in due order. I feel like I'm reading the whole thing. Joyful singing and dancing took place. They all did the job in due protocol this time. The Levites put the Ark of Elohim on their shoulders using the staves, so they never actually had to touch the Ark. They did it as Moses commanded. King David had the singers, the musicians, and all the people lifted their voices and singing with joy. And Heman's son, Joel and Asaph led the band and choir. They brought out the Ark from the house of Obadon. They offered seven bulls, the ram of the Lord, in joy and celebration. David himself, as the king, shouted and danced and sang right along with everyone. Everyone was happy except for one person, Michal, the daughter of Saul, did not think it was good for David to dance if he were a common person and not a king. So let's listen to Chronicles 15, and his glory to his majesty, the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm.
And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron, and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, 120, of the sons of Sari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren, 220, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren, 130, and of the sons of Elitaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren, 200, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren, 80, of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brethren, 112, and called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said unto them, Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bare the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of the Lord. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals sounding, by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berachiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brethren, Etan, the son of Cushaiah, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben, and Yaaziel, and Shemiramot, and Yehiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Matitiah, and Eliphelet, and Nigneah, and Obed-Edom, and Yehiel, the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Etan, were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass, and Zechariah, and Asiel, and Shemiramot, and Yehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Alamot, and Matitiah, and Eliphelet, and Michneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Yehiel, and Ahaziah, with harps on the Sheminit to excel. And Chenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song, because he was skillful. And Berachiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah, and Jehoshaphat, and Netaneel, and Amasai, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eliezer, the priests, did blow with the trumpets before the ark of God. And Obed-Edom and Yehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen. All the Levites that bare the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, the master of the song, with the singers. David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for playing that for us, Auntie Dot. All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with our program and just welcome everyone here. I'm going to do a roll call again. We have Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Auntie Carrie, Deacon Lowe, Sister Tawana, Sister Shirley, and myself. Is there anyone else on the line that I'm not aware of? All righty. So we just welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family and a friend gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We will have our opening prayer led by Deacon Lowe this evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody bow their head. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again as humble as we know how. Give you the thanks, the honor, and the praise due your name. Oh, Lord, we're here to share amongst the family and friends our prayer unto you and our words unto you so that you can make our life a little more better. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us gather today, and we give thanks and honor unto you. Oh, Heavenly Father, guide us and protect us, and let something be said today that we can take throughout our week. And we let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful opening prayer, Deacon Love. We will move on to our worship song today. And the song that was chosen today is titled The Heart of the Father by Ryan Tillis.
I've never known a love like yours, so intimate, so powerful. I've tasted, I've seen, and nothing comes close. I've never known a love like yours. Jesus, your name is power, breath to live in water, and your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your blessing louder every day and every hour, to your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. I've never felt at home like this, just like a child, so innocent. And I'm taken by your arms, but you won't let go. I've never known a love like yours, oh, oh, oh. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, and your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your breath sing louder every day and every hour, and your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. In vain. God, we sing praise. God, we sing praise. We sing praise. We sing praise.
Thank you.
gotta receive it. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful song. We did have a caller, John, Auntie Marie.
Hello,
good
evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. Welcome. Thank you for joining. All right. Let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start with the round table. We're going to start off with Auntie Di.
Yes, I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 to 20. Wait a minute. Not that, I'm sorry. I'm coming from Matthew 16, verse 13 to 20. Peter declared that Jesus is the Messiah. When Jesus came to the region of Caesar Philip, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Eli, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gate of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading out of Matthew 16, 13 through 20, Auntie Dot. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 122, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gates, O Jerusalem. Uh-huh. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For they are set stones of judgment, the stone of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be beyond thy walls and prosperity within thy palace. For my brother and companion say, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for the reading out of thank you for the reading out of Psalms 122, Auntie Betty. We will go ahead and see if Mother may have any good news to share.
Yes, I'm coming out of our daily bread, and it's a green cup, and it says spiritual growth, growing in Christ. Once we trusted Christ as our Savior, how do we grow in our relationship with Him? Jesus is calling the Good Shepherd, because he leads and watches over those who follow him. He said, my sheep, listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And that's coming out of John 10:27. But how do we hear the shepherd? Our sympathy to his voice depend on communication in four areas. And the first one is God talks to us as we read the Bible. He speaks to us through his own word and self-revelation. And that's 2 Timothy 3:16. We talk to God as we receive understanding from him. We respond to him with the affection and need of our heart. That's John 15:17. We talk with our new family as we connect with others and share our faith in Christ. We experience mutual encouragement and motivation to love as we ourselves have been loved. That is Hebrews 10:24-25. And number four, that we talk with others about Christ. Jesus has died for us to be his representation to those who haven't yet believed. That's Matthew 4:19. One of the best ways to do this is to show honest concern for them. If we see our change in life and see that we are generally interested in them, they are more likely to be curious about the difference that they see in us. No two believers have an identity difference they see in us. No two believers have identity relationship with the Savior, but genuine believers will have a desire to listen to God, to respond to him, to fellowship with others believers, and to witness to those who don't yet know Christ. As we begin your journey as a believer in Jesus, let God create, guide your path to a growing relationship with him. What does it mean to experience spiritual growth in Jesus? That's one question that we ask ourselves. We believe in him, we call to pursue maturity of faith, repentance, and more. The topic was addressed in the above future article and the devotion for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading.
Auntie Sherry, you have any videos you want to share?
Yes, yes. I'm coming from Revelation 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants, saying which must shortly come to pass. And he sent signal by the angels unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word from this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the king of the earth. unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and the Father of him, be glory and dominion forever and forever. Amen. Behold, he come with the cloud, and every eye shall see him, and they also shall pierce him, and all the kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha, Omega, and the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading. Out of Revelation 1. Yes, I have a different load.
Could I ask you all to mute your phones? Thank you. My soul faint with longing for your salvation. I'll be coming out of the book of Psalm 119, verse 81-88. My soul faint with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promises. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decree. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statutes of your mouth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for that reading of Psalm 119. Next I have... correct you, Regala, from Beacon Low. Next, I have Sister Tawana. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm going to read out of 1 John, verses 5 through 10. Now, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him, yet we walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from our sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we don't have any sin, we make him a liar, and he and his word is not in us. That's the reading of 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that great reminder, Sister Tawana. Amen. All righty. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2, by grace through faith. And you were dead in the transgressions and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the spirit of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom all whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgression, made us alive together with Christ by grace, and we have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him, that we should walk in them. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Ephesians 2. By grace through faith. Amen. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, we're coming out of St. Matthew's 14th chapter, and at the 25th verse. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said unto them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out to the Lord, "Save me." And immediately Jesus reached out to him and caught him. "You are a little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt me?" Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Marie, for that reading out of Matthew 14. Okay, that completes our first round. Let's go ahead with our speak and shut in prayer. Auntie Carrie, the last time you were on the call, you volunteered to do that, so it's still your turn. Are you prepared?
Yes.
Amen, amen. I'll start us off, and you can go into the prayer just so that I can list the names.
Okay.
Tonight, Father God, as Auntie Carrie come before us in prayer, we just ask that you lift up these immediate family and friend members that are ill today. We have Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Kellyanne Pickney, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Di, Vera, Kiara, and Malachi, Tawana, Carrie, and Willie Cody, Father, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Afia Tompkins, and our youth that are at risk, including my grandsons, Tremar and Nasir and Jameer, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family and friends, including Mary Ann Lowe, Mary Lowe, Deacon Hubert Lowe,
family of Auntie Janet Williams, Erica, Jessica, and Robert Tompkins, William Flowers and the Patton family, Jackie, Auntie Martha, the Moore family, Kenneth Jacob, and our Aunt Jayla to the list. Was there anyone else we needed to add? Okay, Auntie Carrie, you may proceed.
Okay. Oh, Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline that ear to hear me. For my soul is full of troubles, and my draw nigh unto thee. Lord, we know that all healing comes from you. We are praying for the sick, for your healing power of our body, mind, and soul. Keep us near and give us understanding of your power and grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Keep us in your care as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Auntie Carrie. Mm-hmm. We will move on to acknowledging birthdays for this week. I'm going to have to admit, I can't read the name that I wrote on here, but on October the 2nd, I have someone by the name, I think I should say Goody or Greta, one of the two. I don't know who that is. Does anybody remember who that was? Okay, and the only other person on there is me on Saturday the 7th. And I'm not going to be 26. I'm going to be 62, just like it is. Amen, amen. All righty, well, let's, I had Mother Mabel send you along to help us. But it's like nothing. Had it come along tonight. All right. So, Mother May, do you do the honor of saying happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
All right. Go ahead and do a second round.
That was Auntie Carrie. What did you say, baby?
We're doing the second round. Do you have any other good news you'd like to share with us this evening? A testimony, poem, or song, or praise report?
Oh, I will read one of my little things. If your action inspires others to learn more, do more, become more, you are a leader in the objective to help those who are probably doing poorly do well. Who is doing well to do even better? The goal of leadership is to produce more leaders, not followers. A leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and show the way. Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Carrie. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share? Praise report, testimony, or song?
Yeah, I'm gonna say a little poem by Naaman Prayford. Naaman, chapter 2, verse 4. Naaman was a man who lived a very long time ago. One day, the king asked him a question. Naaman needed to answer it just right. So what did he do? First, he prayed to God. Then he answered the king. And that's just what you should, whenever you have something tough or to do or even something easy, just say a little prayer to God first. Ask God to guide what you say and what you do. Need to make a difficult choice, pray first. Need to say something that hard to say, pray first. Need to be brave or stand up for your right, pray first. The God who helped Naaman thousands of years ago is the same God who will help you today. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song?
I pray.
All righty. Mother Mary.
I'm still in the outdated prayer. Okay. It's First Thessalonians. And it says, do not squeeze the spirit. First Thessalonians 5:19. Connect to the power source. Despite knowing that the electricity wasn't working in our house after a strong storm, an inconveniently common occurred in our neighborhood, intentionally flipped on the light switch, and when entered the room, of course, nothing happened. I was still in the dark. That experience, expecting light, was when I knew the connection of the power source was broken. Visually reminded of a spirit truth. Too often we expect power even as we fail to relay on the spirit. In First Thessalonians, Paul wrote of the way God calls of the gospel method to come, not simply with word, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and the deep conviction. And when we accept God's forgiveness, believing to have immediately access to the power of the Spirit in our lives. The power cultivates in us characteristics such as love, joy, peace, and patience, as Galatians 5:22-23, and it empowers us the gift to serve the church, including teaching, helping, and guiding. 1 Corinthians 12:28. Paul wanted his reader that is possible to squeeze the spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, we might restrict the power of the spirit by ignoring God's presence and rejecting his conviction. That's John 16:8. But we don't have to live disconnected from him. God's power is always available to his children. When have you felt the spirit power to be limited? How have you experienced the power of God's spirit? Almighty God, help me experience the power of your spirit in my life. For further study, read a story of life by the Spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mother. Next, I have a
yes. Coming out of Matthew chapter 12, verse 38-45. the sign of Jonah. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. When an evil spirit come out of a man, it goes through arid place seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and take with it 7 other spirits more wicked than itself. And they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for sharing. Deacon Lo out of Matthew. All right, moving right along. Sister Tawana, any poems, testimony, praise report you'd like to share with us, sister?
Okay.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
I will go next. I do have something I would like to share, and it's out of our daily bread, and it's called Borrowed Blessings, and it's out of Judges 13, 15, and Luke 6, 27, and 49. As we bowed our heads over lunch, my friend Jeff prayed, Father, thank you for letting us breathe your air and eat your food. Jeff had just been through a difficult job loss, so his heartfelt trust in God and recognition that everything belongs to him profoundly moved me. I found myself thinking, do I honestly understand that even the most basic, everyday things in my life are really God's, and he's simply letting me use them? When King David received offerings from the people of Israel for building the temple in Jerusalem, he prayed, but who am I? And who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. Then he added, all of it belongs to you. And this is out of 1 Chronicles 29, 14, and 16. Scriptures tells us that even the ability to produce wealth and earn a living come from him. Deuteronomy 8, 18. Understanding that all we have is borrowed encourages us to loosen our grip on the stuff of this world and live with open hands and heart, sharing freely because we're deeply thankful for the kindness we receive daily. God is a generous giver, so loving that he even gave up his son for us all. This is out of Romans 8:32. Because we have been given so much, may we give him heartfelt thanks for blessings, small and large. Amen.
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 Amen. All right. Amen. And then next I have Auntie Marie. Any testimony form for praise report you'd like to share with us?
I pass.
Oh, really. Alrighty, then we're going to move right along in our program. We're going to assign parts for next week. I have First Chronicles 16, for next week? Do I have anyone volunteer to read it or play it? Okay. Wait a minute. I got some people muted. I apologize. Hold on. Okay, did I have any volunteers for First Chronicles 16?
Did
I hear everybody?
Auntie Dot.
Okay. If not, I can always hear it, but I just couldn't hear it in the background.
Auntie Dot.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have the opening prayer. Any volunteers for the opening prayer for next Sunday? How about the 57?
Angela, you're breaking up. I can't understand what you're saying.
I know. It's the background noise. If you're not speaking, if you can mute your phone, it's interrupting the call. I was just asking anybody want to volunteer for the opening prayer or speak and shut in prayer?
I do the opening prayer.
That's what you carry?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody for the sleeping shut in? Okay, I'll do the sleeping shut in. Do we have any volunteers for the closing prayer? And do our last worship song, and then I will come back and do the closing prayer and close us out. The worship song that I have chosen for closing is God's Turn Around by Johnny Reddick.
Warm water type 2 hack is changing lives. It's so easy, you can do it at home. Many people continue to take blood sugar medications because they've...
Breakthrough will come in the name. Think about those times when we're in our own valley. Always
trust him.
God is doing something right now, just like that song mentioned. And he will move those mountains and he will make a way. It may seem like he's not doing anything, but all we need to do is be still and be patient and wait on God.
Amen.
So let us pray. God, we trust you that you will turn things around for our good when we hope in Christ. And Jesus warned us that we would face troubles in this world. Sorry, I get some background noise. But take heart because he overcame the world. This is out of John 16:33. This means we have victory in him because he is our hope and our salvation. Lord, we thank you that your power and your presence are turning around all the situations in our lives and in our favor, Father God. We decree and declare empowerment and transformation in our lives. We pray for your urgent attention, your divine intervention, and your supernatural blessings upon us, our families, and all of our concerns, Father God. God will never go back on his promises. Let's just stay in prayer. Let's worship and praise him day and night. We love each of you. We thank you all for joining. And we just ask that you have a wonderful week in the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. We'll see you guys next Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Amen.
Have a great one.
We love you all.
Love you too.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Have a
Love
great
you
night.
All.
Good night.
Have a great week. Good night.
Good night. Good night.